Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Ever feel like you're faking it? Like you're just one slip up away from being exposed as a fraud? Yeah, me too. We've all been there, right? That nagging voice whispering in your ear that tells you you're not good enough, not smart enough, not worthy of success. Welcome to the club, my friends. It's called imposter syndrome, and it's something we're gonna tackle head on today on how to be stoic. Because let's face it, living life with a shadow of self-doubt isn't exactly conducive to achieving our goals, or even enjoying the ride. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism, isn't that about being emotionless and stoic like some ancient Greek philosopher? Well, hold on. Modern stoicism is all about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and wisdom skills that are super useful for dealing with those pesky doubts. Think of it as emotional armor forged in the fires of self-awareness and rational thinking. So, how do we break free from this imposter syndrome trap? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, acknowledge it. Seriously, give that inner voice a name, maybe call it Debbie Dan or Gary the Doubter. The moment you recognize its presence, you start taking back control. It's like realizing your phone is on silent. Once you hear the notification, you can finally respond. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Are you basing them on solid evidence or just fear and insecurity? Often, our inner critic throws out these baseless accusations without any real proof. Learn to recognize those patterns and question their validity. You'd be surprised how many of those facts are just made-up stories. Third, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions and your effort. Put your energy into mastering your skills, learning new things, and taking actionable steps towards your goals. That sense of accomplishment will build confidence faster than any motivational quote. Fourth, remember your past successes. We tend to forget our wins when we're caught up in self-doubt. Write down those achievements, big or small. Read them aloud. Remind yourself that you have the capability to achieve great things. It's like looking at a photo album of your journey, seeing how far you've come can be incredibly inspiring. And finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend struggling with similar doubts. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone faces setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story about this. A few years back, I was invited to speak at a conference on public speaking. Talk about stepping outside your comfort zone, right? My mind went into overdrive with all the what-ifs. What if I forget my speech? What if everyone laughs at me? What if I just freeze up and run off stage? I felt that imposter syndrome creeping in big time. But then I remembered these stoic principles. First, I acknowledged those feelings, hey, it's normal to be nervous. Then, I challenged those negative thoughts. Was there any real evidence that I was going to bomb the speech? Nope. I focused on preparing thoroughly and practicing my delivery. And most importantly, I practice self-compassion. If I stumble, so what? Everyone makes mistakes. It's how you handle them that matters. That day went surprisingly well. I learned something valuable. Even when doubt whispers in your ear, you can choose to listen to the voice of reason and take action. Remember, overcoming imposter syndrome isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing those stoic principles. You got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards conquering self-doubt. Share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words, leave a review, or join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of strength and resilience together. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.